The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Yes! It's live and direct. Listen to the podcast, YouTube, Facebook. We're all over the place, in your face, you know what I'm saying? It's Nick LeDuc and I. You all right, Nick?
Yeah, very good. Hi, Justin. Hello, everyone.
You made me laugh just earlier when you said your dog went missing yesterday.
It was a very bad day.
A female dog gone missing. Now, he said never leaves his side, but she went missing because why?
She was looking for boys to have sex with.
Oh, she's a dirty little stuff out. takes after her owner. Only kidding. But that, I didn't know females do that. Did that? I thought it's the males. I've been around dogs.
You think it's men that just chase. They want it too.
Yeah.
They want it too.
Oh, right. So what happened? Did she look like she scored when she came back?
No, she didn't. The vet said no, she didn't. Luckily. Lucky for us.
Wow.
Yeah, break through the fence and off she went. So,
if only all females were like that, eh?
I know.
Men would have a field day.
But yay. It would only be once every 6 months.
Yeah. Well, it's better than being married. Anyway.
Let's not go there.
So we're talking about charts and stuff. What were you saying? Do you know what I saw the other day? Which I put my finger in my ear just now because I had an itchy ear. I don't know if you saw this. We're just talking before we get to the charts, by the way. I don't know if you saw this. It was advertised. It came up on one of my streams of my social media accounts. But it was... rather than putting, you know, the Johnson's earbuds or the earbuds, he said, do not put these into your ear. People only buy them for that. But they've got that on the actual packaging. Do not put these in. Because what happens is you apparently push stuff in. But I saw an advert, which was amazing. It's like a really soft, rubberized, sort of plasticky sort of ear corkscrew. You screw into your ear and it just brings out all the wax. And it was amazing, but it was so gross seeing these women, attractive women on advertising, and she screwed it round, and a big dollop of wax came out of her ear. Oh, no! But I do want to buy one of those. You know, it's one of those gadgets. I want to just screw it in my ear. So much wax. I think they...
Do we really need to get onto the charts now, Justin?
Yeah, okay. Put a chart up. But so we're looking at a request we've had at Challenger Acquisitions, is CHAL. I can't see the chart, Nick. Put it up. Yeah. All right. Then it comes, fades to white. Okay. So this is, they are an investor in giant observation wheels, you know, like the London Eye. Well, they're investing the one in New York. There's been some delays. There's going to be one on Staten Island, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So Staten Island is going to go on there. So they invested in that. And there's plans elsewhere. And it's, you know, fallen from the sky, the share price, because they've had convertible loan notes and stuff like that. But check it out there. I think someone did suggest these may be ending soon, the convertible loan notes. And if that happens, it'll fly,
Yeah, because, I had a FIB target a bit lower in this stock. So I was looking down for around sort of 0.36, believe it or not. But you cannot ignore price action. And on this chart, we've got a double bottom. We've double bottomed against the low in July. And, you know, all the way down, what's interesting about this stock is the moving averages are saying we're going to go higher. Because if you look all the way down, every time we rallied back to those 20 and 50 moving averages, we found resistance and carried on lower. And then in August, we rallied above them, but couldn't find support there. What the difference is today and the change in behavior is we've got above those 20 and 50 moving averages and found some support. So this is a change of behavior that we need to see. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to look for it to continue higher. There's a pivot level. So the lows in June, the high on the 31st of July, and the high 2 days ago is at 1.68, 1.7. And then the 50% of the last drop is 1.75. So between 1.7 and 1.75 is the resistance that we need to get above. And above 1.75, that would confirm that we've bottomed. And then I'm looking for new highs. I'm looking for 3.6, 3.64, and then back to the 200-day moving average, which should come in around 4 and change.
Okay, lovely stuff. Lovely stuff, Nicola. But sorry, just while you were doing that, I was looking at that earwax corkscrew thing.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that, Justin.
Sorry, I was part of it. It's amazing. I get myself one of those.
What are they called?
It's called an earwax cleaner removal, easy swab earwax remover spiral, soft safe ear pick tool.
It's, I might get some for my dog's ears.
Yeah, $8. I don't think it's big enough for those, but $8.30 on, but approximately £5. That's worth that, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on to the next one. Sirica Energy. That's SQZ. What do you reckon on the chart?
Sirica Energy, I'm going to start with a weekly chart because it's a really lovely bullish setup and a bullish breakout this week on the weekly chart. We've been oscillating. We got knocked back at the 61.8 fib, found support at the 38.2 fib. This is a classic setup around 20, and moving today above the weekly 20 moving average in the pivot at 25.5 is really bullish. So we shouldn't now go back below 25. And I'm looking for this one to continue higher. It's a weekly long setup. So even if we have a pullback, which because we're at a tiny bit of a pivot level around 28, we should not go back now below 25, which is also the daily 200 moving average. Yeah. So what we might see though, can you see how we went sideways in this range before? What we might see is a bit of an inverted head and shoulders here. So a dip back to retest the moving average, and then maybe a week or two sideways before we continue higher again. But I'm definitely looking for new highs in this one.
Okay, and the last request is from Tullow Oil, TLW sticker there. What do you reckon on the chart?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one because we're at the 200-day moving average, and we're at quite a lot of resistance here on the daily in terms of fibs as well. Mm-hmm. We're at the 38.2 retrace from the high almost. I do think it's a bit of an important level. We could dip back here and look for support around 178, but then I'm looking for it to continue higher. This is a really good bullish reversal. I'm looking for 222 next, and then the next target is 266. I've got two targets for this one. For this bottom, sorry about that. I've got 266, and then if we go through 266, big if, 342. But okay. Resistance here, and then resistance again at, what's that level? Resistance again at 223. So resistance at 199 and 223 are the two levels that we've got to break through. If we can do that, then the targets are in play, 266 and 342.
Yeah, I think for what it's worth, you know, unless they release some material news, I can see them bumping their head on that 200-day moving average for a little bit, you know, and then. But like I said, there's support.
Definitely, I do not see it. Yeah, it should not. The thing is, we've got quite a big gap, and that gap might prove support. And if it doesn't, then the level here at 179 is really good support.
Lovely, Nicola. And do you know what's annoying is BT. It's just not performing, is it, to what it should be doing? It's good up and coming back down. It's trading in a range, and I hate that. By the way, Stuart Jack, good morning from a sunny Czech Republic. Wow.
Hello, Stuart. Hi.
That's good. We've got an international audience. Yeah. So that's good. But BT, it's so annoying. And I think it's got to finish above a 289, really, hasn't it? Because it's failed there several times. It's got to get above that level, I think. And then it's off to the races, as they say. I don't know what that really means. Off to the races. Here we go. It'll get higher. Anyway, that's great.
Well, again, listen, I'm just going to zoom in, okay? That daily 20 moving average, that capped us all last week. That's today. A daily close above 287 is bullish for BT. 287 on the close. That will trigger it.
Okay. All right. Lovely.
I'm holding on. We'll see.
No, I'm holding on. Yeah, because it's when you see something just bouncing around at this level for such a long time, it's a good support level, isn't it? You know,
And it is a good support level. I'm only long BT because of this technical setup, because as you know, I'm moving house and we're not going anywhere near them.
Yeah. No, I know. And I'm just thinking that, you know, that all the bad news that could ever have happened last year, so much bad news ahead is unbelievable. And that's all priced in, let's be honest. And they're restructuring and improving. So there's just a little bit of regulatory issue hanging over them. But I think Ofcom will see the sense in what BT is trying to do. They've also hired in some ex sort of regulatory people. So so there we are. And they can do that.
Very good.
Marvellous. Thank you for that, Nicola. And by the way, you can see the video on our blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Yeah, or you can catch it a rerun on Facebook. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.